With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Guess what day it is?
It's Friday.
It's time to
party. Time to party.
Today is Friday.
What time?
Morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Super, thanks for asking.
These people need help mentally.
The weekend starts here.
It's showtime.
And starts right now on the all-new JJ and Joanne Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Woo!
This would be show number 65 for us today.
Wow. Time flies.
Doing the math correctly, 13 weeks, 5 shows a week. Yeah. And
pretty cool.
I want to start out today with a little something different. Happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you.
Aww, happy birthday.
Now, we'll bring this up a little bit later on.
Are they going to remember? Are they going to remember today?
No, I don't care if you guys remember or not.
I didn't, but companion to that is you forgot your anniversary was today as well.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not forget my anniversary.
Joanne thought today was the 13th.
Yes. She's looking at a list of things that happened on this date just to discuss for possible fodder on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so excited. She's running down all these things. Oh, this is going to be so good. We can talk about this. We can talk about that. We can talk about this. It all happened on this date.
June 13th.
Yes, I said it's the 12th, which happens to be her anniversary and Jason's birthday, and she forgot them both.
I was just looking at the wrong list, and then my eye went to the date. That's all. I did not forget my anniversary. Now, I haven't bought Eric a card yet, so I do have to go out and do that today. But we're going out to dinner tonight, our first dinner. Yeah.
Wait till tomorrow. Do it on the 13th. Put it on the list. And Jason, I see you bought yourself a nice little birthday present.
Yep, I got myself a Michigan Quarantine Chugs t-shirt.
I think we need to post a picture of that because and promote that Facebook page. We're both, all three of us, actually. Are you a member of this group, Joanne? Did you join?
She's on there, but she doesn't do anything.
Don't challenge me. I told him I'm not going to if you challenge me.
I would not want to be responsible for the aftermath of that anyway. But it's
exactly.
A Facebook group called Michigan Quarantine Chugs. Check it out. They post videos themselves chugging a variety of different alcohols. Usually it's beer, but not exclusively.
Oh, there's some maniacs on there, that's for sure.
Oh, there is. Yeah. And then there's some light in the loafers types with the White Claw.
Well, the ladies like the White Claw.
That chug those things. I understand.
Like no, carbonated. Too tough. Too much fizz. Not going to work.
Here's an idea you could do, Joanne. Do it with a Coca-Cola. You could do it with a Coca-Cola.
Nope.
Do it with wine.
Metamucil. Nope. How about that? You could chug some Metamucil.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Apparently, Joanne Purton found somebody to love 46 years ago on this date. It's her anniversary today, her and Eric. Congratulations. What's the gift for the 46th anniversary? Anybody know offhand? The traditional and then the modern.
Yeah.
Is it pumice?
I'll look that up and see.
I think it's a pumice stone, right?
I'm impressed, Jason.
I have no idea.
Who gives anybody a pumice stone?
Nobody.
It's not on the list. 27th anniversary.
27 is the greatest
occasion,
number
however.
Ever made.
27.
27. It's my lucky number. I've always been my lucky number.
Really?
Everywhere I look, 27's in my face. It's one of those numbers, man. It just pops up everywhere for me. And
mine's 33.
My friend Rita's is 33. I always play 33, 27, 6, 12, and 10 when I play roulette. Those are my numbers, always.
Everywhere I go, if I see, you know, like a tractor trailer, number 33, and driving in front of me, I figure, okay, that's a good omen for me. I'm good to go today.
Yeah, 27.
I got nothing.
I see that number everywhere.
Yeah.
It was, and by the way, accidentally throughout my football career, it was always the number I was assigned. I didn't ask for it. I was assigned that number.
Wow.
It was my father's division in the Army, the 33rd Division.
Okay. Wow.
So, Joanne, you don't have like a number like that?
I don't. I was just trying to think. What is my lucky
number? I think it's
number,
a thing,
right?
With people.
Oh, I think it is. I think you're probably very right.
Because 27 is my number, I know that this year is going to be the best year of your guys' marriage.
Oh, Jace. Thanks.
Are you talking about her and Eric or me and her?
Her and Eric.
Oh, come on. You have a bigger self-interest in this marriage working out, pal.
Yeah, that's true.
Who cares about theirs? She can deal with that off the air.
Hey, I've lived through some makeup and breakups in this business, all right? I'll be okay.
Yeah, so have I. A number of them. Some of them were quite ugly, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits.
Hey, Joanne, is Eric up yet? Not yet. It's too early for him.
Yet.
Okay. Because I got a message for both of you.
Okay.
I have a message for you both.
Okay.
You are SOL.
Uh-oh.
And you know what that means.
Oh,
and
I
Eric
do. Yes.
Is off the hook.
What's
no
that?
Gift. No gift on anniversary 27. It's an odd number. See, what? I always thought there was a traditional and a modern gift for every anniversary right down the line. It only goes every year until the 15th. Then it goes to the 20th, then the 25th, then the 30th, then the 35th, and so on. It's every 5 years at that point.
Got it. Well, that bodes well for both of us.
Hold the door. So I just Googled 27th anniversary gift. It says there's no traditional gift for the 27th wedding anniversary, but the modern gift is a sculpture.
A sculpture.
Ooh. You can search for a beautiful sculpture to add to your home or head to a historical destination with plenty of sculptures in real life. Looks like you guys are going to DIA today.
I would be heading straight to Kroger for one of those lambs made out of butter. That's what I would be doing.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest
hits. 104.3 WOMC. All right, you're going out to dinner tonight. First time, right?
I am. First time I'm going out to dinner because it's our anniversary tonight, as we mentioned. So we are going to a restaurant in Plymouth tonight. And, you know, we'll see. So I'll report back on Monday, my first experience. My sister went out on Monday, the first night, because that was her anniversary. She went out on the first night, said, everyone was the 6 feet apart and every other table and all that kind of stuff. And she had a great time. So
I went out Monday as well.
Yeah.
And there was none of that. No tables roped off. Everything goes. They didn't remove chairs from the bar. None of that stuff. It looked like an absolute normal place.
Hmm.
No changes. Zero.
No,
the only
no
thing.
No ghosts.
No ghosts.
Yeah,
that's
our restaurant in Royal Oak is doing that.
They're
putting
ghosts,
really funny looking ghosts, on the tables in between. You know where you can sit. It's a great kind of unique idea. I love that. But yeah, so that's tonight. And also opening up, because this will be the first Friday and Saturday for restaurants. And this is where they make all their money usually on the weekends. So we'll see how it goes. But
you showed me an example earlier of a restaurant that said when you call to make a reservation, they said, but you only got an hour and 15 minutes because they're trying to spin servings. You know what I mean? How many sittings
apparently,
they get.
They say it's to clean in between, sanitize and all that. But I thought,
an hour
and 15 minutes is not long enough, to go out for a relaxing dinner.
They want to get the next customers in because they're losing money on Friday and Saturday. That's the problem.
Did you guys flip a coin to see who decide which place to go to?
There aren't all that many open, Jace. That's the problem. The restaurants we wanted to go to at first, our favorites, aren't yet open.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just kind of decided on another one. It's all good. We agreed.
Good.
Actually, he picked it, and I said, sounds good to me.
It's JJ and Joanne. And Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
JJ and Joanne show. It's Jason's birthday today. Happy birthday again, Jason.
Thank you.
Joanne and Eric's anniversary. 27 years. Wow.
Doesn't feel a day over 40. Amazing.
Very funny.
Happy birthday to you, Jason.
Thank you, Joanne. It's a
big
one.
We've seen.
Oh, it is a big one. Hold on, JJ. We forgot about this. This isn't just any, like, my 27th anniversary. Jace, can we tell people how old you are?
I'm the big 4-0 today.
4-0. Wow.
40.
That's a big deal. How do you feel?
I feel amazing.
Lordy, Jason's 40.
I talked to my neighbor yesterday because Courtney made some signs, like lawn signs.
Yeah.
And put them in my front yard. And my neighbor came over the other day to feed Tinsley some treats, like she always does. And she goes, what, you're 40? Oh, my God. I thought you were 30. I'm like, thank you.
Well, that's because, see, now it's time to grow up, Jace. That's the problem. You've turned 40.
Never.
Hey,
I will never grow up.
You need to rush out.
I watched cartoons yesterday and played video games. What the hell do I care?
You need to rush out to the mailbox, though, for your AARP card. I think it arrives when you're 40, doesn't it?
Is that what it is?
50. No,
50. I do like a good discount.
Right. I know that.
Can I use the AARP discount at Starbucks? Because, man.
I don't know, but I know we're going to talk about that. And the thing is, this reminds me, we've heard a lot of stories in the past where, like, girlfriends will give their boyfriend a shopping list of weird stuff to take to the grocery store or especially the drugstore and different stuff like that. But this is a new one on me. I haven't heard of this prank before.
So this is at Starbucks in a drive-thru, and they have, like, these specialty drinks.
Right.
And he was given the name to order.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is it?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. Josh, she set me up. Okay.
Like that,
okay. Dang it.
Oh my gosh. That's brilliant.
That is so funny. You should try one. Hey, you know what? You need to try one of these with Eric. He's not up yet, right? He can't hear us.
Not up. Well, no, he can't hear us. He's up, but he can't hear us. He's
upstairs. Okay. You should do one of those with him and record it for our show.
Hilarious.
Okay, I got it.
Maybe it's not. Something at the restaurant tonight. I don't know.
Did I ask him to order for me?
Well,
yeah. Yeah, because he'd just be complaining Starbucks too expensive if I tried this. You want a what? No.
Hey, by the way, you know, speaking of Starbucks, they're closing 400 stores. We talked about this the other day. In order to concentrate on takeout-only locations, that may be becoming a new thing. The problem is now thousands of people are going to have to find somewhere else to pretend they're working on a screenplay.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
So, hibernation, how long can we hibernate for? Going to take us right through?
Not long enough, apparently. Right? Depending on the mood we're in. This is so fascinating, though. Scientists have discovered, they're calling it a snooze button in our brains.
All right.
That could actually induce hibernation to help. The goal, actually, we like the maybe a long-term goal, but it's to actually recover from illness or surgery. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine, like, it maybe would get you over some of the painful days at first if they put you, like, in a state of hibernation? But they found in rats it can work, and rats obviously don't hibernate. I mean, who do we know hibernates? Bears hibernate.
I do.
You do, Jason.
I could sleep for days.
I wish.
I'm sleeping right now.
Are you? Yeah.
You know what triggers that hibernation gene, don't you? It's alcohol.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yes. That's true.
That's why it happens to me.
Didn't take it. Yeah, right.
Scientists have discovered the brain's snooze button, which could lead to human hibernation.
Yes, sign me up.
This so-called switch could help people recover from surgery or illness.
What? Who cares about that? Flip my switch. I want to sleep through 2020.
Hibernation could also make interplanetary travel possible.
Are you hearing me? Put me out for the rest of this unbearable year.
Currently, the process only works in mice and rats.
So I'll wake up with an unexplainable craving for Gouda. I don't care.
The neurons responsible can be activated with chemicals or light.
Well, what do you do? Shoot a laser in my eyes? Do it!
More research is needed before any testing on humans can begin.
No!
It'll be 2021 by then.
I'll do it. I'll sign up for it because, look, that's for the good of the show. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You sleep through it anyways most of the time, right, Jace?
Only when Joanne makes a joke. Blah, blah, shots fired.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
WOMC. on radio.com across the nation and on your smart speakers.
Can I vent for just 1 second? We did a Zoom call again the other day with, you know, a bunch of the boss.
I don't participate in those.
Co-workers. You do. You go by the, you're on the phone.
I just do audio,
version.
Though, yeah.
You
I don't want
do
people
the,
looking at me
video.
Picking my nose while we're on a Zoom call. I've seen too many Zoom disasters to play that game. I'm not playing that game.
Yeah, no, I get it. But you could just keep your hands to yourself right down by your side.
No, I can really do something stupid. I can't focus that much. I got ADHD, and I can't focus that hard. I can only do audio.
So here's my gripe with it. We're like, what, 12, 13 weeks in to people having to do Zoom calls?
At least
and
they don't know how to do it.
And there still are people on the Zoom call. One of the participants the other day, she was on the bottom, like, third of the screen. You almost couldn't see her chin. And then I'm basically looking at almost like the ceiling, right? And I'm like, do you see how you're looking right now? Like, maybe this is ridiculous. And then someone else who shall not remain named or shall remain unnamed.
If she wants to keep her job, she won't name her name.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do people do Zoom calls with windows behind them? Because all you see is the light from the window and you do not see the person's face. Turn it around. Light up your face. It right? Am I crazy, you guys? Have you noticed that on calls?
No.
Yes.
No, it's like taking a photograph against the pane glass windows where the sun is shining behind you. So you see the beautiful sunny windows and a silhouette of the person you're taking a picture of. Yes. Here's my pet peeve.
It's intentional.
You
How
think
about
it
this?
Is?
Yes.
Huh.
No, it's
right.
not intentional. But put your doggone dog outside for the Zoom call. Because, you know, any extraneous noise, like a barking dog, shuts off, it mutes everybody else's ability to talk. And then we had somebody on the call the other day who was walking around, rustling their phone. And anytime your phone makes a noise and you're not on mute, it sort of disrupts the entire thing because it mutes out everybody's ability to hear anything else on the call.
Hey,
you'd think by now we'd figure this out.
It could be worse. Somebody could be opening a bag of chips and doing like some ASMR video or something when they're eating.
Like you did on our first Zoom call when
I
you didn't know
making
you were
noise.
On video.
I was not making noise, Perton. That's not
just
what was happening. I didn't realize everyone saw me.
He's eating.
And I'm eating my burger on my way home from work.
Oh, you guys, you were pulled over, but it was hysterical video. Jason's eating French fries. He's rubbing his hands together. He's doing all this stuff. And I said to him the next day or after, I'm like, Jason, what in the world were you doing? He's like, you guys could see me?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was like, what? I didn't realize that I thought I was the only one. I was on my phone. I didn't realize that a laptop views are different than
everybody.
Your phone.
Yes.
Okay,
no idea.
But here's the flip side of that. Some people have done some very creative things. There's an ad agency out in California, and these people decided when this whole thing started and they started their Zoom conference, somebody came up with a nutty idea. Well, let's do it in costume. And then all of a sudden it became a challenge. And every day did it, they had to up the game. So everybody was trying to outdo everybody else with these just intricate, magnificent costumes. And this went on for like weeks and weeks, and they captured it all on video and still photos.
I can't
And we
wait.
Published. We published them all. They're already up on our website.
I gotta go and check and these out.
Wait till you see how creative these people are. It's some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen. It's also up on our Facebook page right
JJ
now.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Speaking of TikTok, there's some new fangled gag. I don't know much about TikTok. Jason, you signed up for an account.
I like my TikTok. I actually enjoy the videos.
They're hysterical.
They're so funny, some of them.
Yeah.
But there are some where I'm just like, why are these people doing it? And one of them is people are putting their cereal in the freezer before they, put milk on it and they need it. So
and
they fill
say,
the bowl up and put it in the freezer.
And they say it tastes way better, and that's why they're doing it.
And then one,
Which
the
is
only,
crazy.
Only people that I've seen like three or four of these videos, okay, guys? Okay. Every one of them are using Cinnamon Toast Crunch and then putting it in the freezer. I'm like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch tastes good no matter how you eat it. It's
right,
the best cereal.
That's a good point, and I decided a little while ago that maybe I should try it out. I don't have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but that's what I would have put in the freezer if I did. I put Honey Nut Cheerios in the freezer an hour ago.
An hour ago.
An hour. Yeah.
Well, that should be enough, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Can we do an experiment right here on the air?
Do you want me to
pull it out? Go get it. Get some milk. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Personally, I would have guessed they were Frosted Flakes.
Oh!
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Honey Nut Cheerios blends crunchy nuts and tasty golden honey.
It's gonna tempt your tummy with the taste of nuts and honey. It's a honey of an oat. It's Honey Nut Cheerios.
I always love those old cereal commercials. They're so classic, aren't they?
Yeah, I love it.
So all reason being, there's this TikTok challenge, not a challenge, but it's some whacked out bit that people started doing. They put their cereal in the freezer for a while before they put the milk on, claiming that the cereal tastes better when it's frozen like that.
It'd be like little ice cubes in the milk, wouldn't it?
Flavored ice cubes.
Well, okay.
They don't quite freeze. I mean, I just got out. An hour ago, I put a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios in the freezer. So I just took it out during the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Pour a little milk on
She's
it.
She's pouring the milk on it now. Oh, my God. It's like 2%.
No, it's like 0.5%.
Oh, my gosh. Milk. What kind do you drink? It's 0.5%.
Vitamin D, whole milk, like real men.
Yeah.
You guys drink whole milk? Whole That's milk. Like cream
And sometimes
to me.
I'll drink a glass of half and half.
Or 2%. I like 2% as well.
I put half and half on my cereal.
That's
and you're using like skim. For God's sakes, it's like dirty water you're pouring on your cereal.
We digress.
So you don't think it's going to taste better?
It's going to taste like crap no matter what. You can freeze that till hell
you
freezes
two
over.
You are so judgmental.
I'm not judging. I said I do 2% or vitamin D. That's what I like.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go.
This is the big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to crunch into the microphone.
I am. I thought that was rude to do that.
No, it's ASMR.
Well, not when it's only audio. We don't have the video. People are listening on the radio.
One more big crunch.
Do I think that's better?
One more big crunch. Well, that's the thing.
People pay big money for these type of videos now, Joanne.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's good, but I'm not quite sure I'd be like, wow, this is the best thing I've ever done. I'm going to take an hour before I eat a bowl of cereal to put it in the my freezer first. I'm not sure it's worth an hour
And then
of my
wait
time.
An hour to eat.
Or that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Is that kind of time in the morning?
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Oh, my God.
You are like comedy gold, Ms. Burton.
What? I haven't laughed you so are hard in so long.
I wish that haul happened on the air. It was the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. So
what?
We're talking on our Zoom video chat here while Tom Petty is playing. And Joanne says, you know, guys, if you want to know the real truth, not the lies I tell on the air, but the real truth.
Lie on the air.
The cereal that she put in the freezer, a la the TikTok challenge, they say it tastes better. And she says, you know, really, though. It tastes like my freezer.
Because I forgot to cover it up when I put it in. I'm like, what? First of all, how what do you know hell? What your freezer tastes like? What, are you in there and licking it?
What yeah, in
the
God's
problem, my
name?
Tongue gets stuck sometimes,
and
you know?
What would cause your food to change flavor in an hour in the freezer?
I don't know. There's just something
What do you have, like old
off.
Chopped up deer meat from hunting season wrapped up in there? What the hell could cause some odd taste in your freezer? Buy a box of bacon soda, for God's sake.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it in there. It works. It absorbs the crap that's in there.
Joanne has one in there, but hasn't changed it in 3 years.
Since 1987. This is the last time that box was changed.
I don't know what.
It tastes like your freezer?
Oh, my gosh.
No. There is somebody listening right now that's like, I get it. If you put something in the refrigerator, you don't cover it. It just, there's a taste.
Fridge, freezer, different. Come on. Come on.
Well, I'm never having a drink with ice cubes at your house.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday. This is JJ and Joanne. So what is your suggestion?
Yeah, so why don't you just put it in a little plastic bag the night before? Then you don't have to wait for it to freeze, and then it won't get any taste, and then see how it really is.
Yeah, oh, okay, so you don't like my test. You want me to do another test on Monday, I see.
Just be ready, and you can just take it out, throw it in the bowl, and put your your 1% milk on there. No full fat milk. Uh-huh.
No, she uses half percent.
Half percent.
Why don't you just run your bowl of cereal under tap water? It would be just the same as the half percent milk.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Well, since it's a Friday, I think we can cheat a little bit and talk about birthdays that aren't necessarily today. But since we're not on the air tomorrow and Sunday, we've got a ton of birthdays all over this weekend, Joanne.
We do. Let's start with Detroit's own Tim Allen. Home Improvement, of course. Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, his birthday is tomorrow. I love Tim. Remember I tweeted him, tried to get him on the show? He never replied.
He never
responded. So I love him a little less this morning, but that's okay. Also, President Trump's birthday is Sunday, but I was reading, apparently tomorrow, there's going to be a boat parade in southeastern Michigan, start at McRae Harbor Marina in Macomb County's Harrison Township, end at the Ambassador Bridge. Put on by the Michigan Conservative Coalition and Michigan Trump Republicans. That's happening tomorrow to celebrate Trump's 74th birthday on Sunday.
One of my favorite types of movies are buddy comedies, right? Okay. And Jay and Silent Bob, Kevin Smith, and Jason Mewes are absolutely hilarious. Jason Mewes is celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday to Jason.
You know who else? A Detroit-born actor, Timothy Busfield, celebrating a birthday today.
Would you rather live in the ascendancy of a civilization or during its decline?
Mm-hmm. Revenge of the Nerds. Yes. Absolutely great. He was awesome in West Wing as well.
Couple of artists. Kenny Wayne Shepherd. You guys know who that is, right? A blues guitarist. One of the best guitarists in the business. And Bun E. Carlos. Cheap Trick. 69 years old today.
And Jason, you didn't think we were going to leave you out either, did you? We know it's your birthday today, Jason. 40 years old today. It is a big one for you. And there's one more.
And now a star is born. On June 12th, 1924, the world welcomed little baby George H.W. Bush. When the future president's mom asked if she could bring him home right away, the doctor was a little hesitant at first.
Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
George H.W. Bush, a star is born.
I have a great story about George H.W. Bush. On my 10th birthday in 1990, I sent him a birthday card to the White House, right? Okay. About 2 weeks later, I told him that we share the same birthday and all that. The White House sent me a birthday card back. It was like, and it was auto-signed, obviously, by the machine, but it was still cool that the president sent me a birthday card.
2 weeks later, the Secret Service showed up.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Morning and happy Friday, y'all. This is JJ and Joanne and Jason, the birthday boy today, 40 years old, and Joanne, the anniversary girl today.
27 years.
Yes, of marital bliss.
Oh, yeah,
and,
nothing but.
You know, it's so fun. It's so fun working from home because we get to see the two lovebirds. So, I love you, honey. Happy anniversary,
love
honey.
Love you. Have a good day. Yeah. You know one thing,
And then followed by, aren't you late for work? Get out.
Exactly. Get out. You know one thing we have not been able to do, the three of us anyway, since we've been kind of at our homes doing the show, is we've not been able to take a selfie with the three of us. Right?
Yes, but that's going to change. There's a new product from Apple, and speaking of Apple, today happens to be World Day Against Child Labor, but I digress. To celebrate, Tim Cook has given all the 12-year-olds that make your iPhones half a day off. Well, we digress. This is not a new product. It's a new app or new feature, and it's absolutely true, where you can actually do socially distanced selfies. I don't know how I haven't seen it in action. I don't know how it works, but you can take a selfie with your peeps when you're not even together in the same place. In fact, there's even a commercial.
Do you miss the fun and excitement of fitting all your friends into a group selfie?
Yeah, but I don't want to break social distancing rules.
Well, now you don't have to with Apple's new virtual group selfies feature. It digitally inserts all your friends into one photo as if you're really together.
Wow, this photo of my friends gathering behind my forehead is so realistic.
It's perfect for friends or frenemies.
I want a picture with my friends, but I don't actually want to hang out with them because they're jerks.
Not a problem. All you need are photos of them from anywhere, and the app does the rest.
best. You can even get a group selfie if you don't have any friends at all.
Hey! Just like Ellen at the Oscars.
Apple's virtual group selfies. It's the deep fake for shallow people.
Don't get too excited, line. Though, you guys. It's only a patent right now, so you can't actually use it yet. But it's coming. It's coming.
Right. Way to be a buzzkill on your anniversary.
Yeah, sorry.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3
WOMC. Wonder whose heart Eric broke when he took up with Joanne Purton.
The girlfriend he broke up with when he started dating me.
Oh, boy.
Woo. It's JJ and Joanne. Jason celebrating a birthday today and the anniversary of Eric and Joanne in a beautiful... You guys got a beautiful day for both.
Oh,
what a
do.
Celebration. 71 degrees, very nice, no humidity, and the sun is shining on us all. Did you see this? Jeopardy has run out of episodes because of the coronavirus shutdown of movie and TV production. There are no more new episodes of Jeopardy.
Wait, there's a bright side to that for sure. If you've got a good memory, now you can totally impress everyone by being really smart. I've been waiting for this, right?
Oh, we shouldn't have told
everybody. I know that answer. I know that exactly. Don't tell your friends they've run out of episodes. You're a genius.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC. Are you smarter than a smart speaker?
I dare you to challenge me.
Let's find out. JJ and Joanne's Are You Smarter Than a Smart Speaker?
I know everything.
On 104.3 WOMC.
Hey, Lisa from Milford is on the line. Joanne and Jason, let's find out. Lisa, do you think you're smarter than a smart speaker?
I sure hope so.
Let's find out.
<we all?
laughs> Alexa, what's today's trivia question?
Welcome to the new music trivia. Let's begin. The Stratocaster is a model of which guitar maker?
The Stratocaster?
Well, what's... I beg your pardon?
Fender?
That answer is correct.
Hey! You are smarter than a smart speaker, Lisa!
Look at that! Wow, I've even surprised myself.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hit.
104.3 WOMC. Looking at these numbers from Starbucks closing some 400 stores, they're going to concentrate now on takeout locations only.
Interesting. I wonder. Yeah. I mean, you know the coffee company Bear Claw Coffee?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys see, they're just like little kiosks. So I wonder if that's what they're going to be pushing towards, the smaller little kiosks.
Where are kids going to go to study? Where are people going to go to look busy? And you know what I mean?
And pretend they're writing a screenplay.
Exactly. No kidding.
I don't know. But...
That's great. Speaking of Starbucks, Ellis, I saw a great prank the other day of a woman who, decided to have some fun with her husband. And this is gold.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a peekity drinkity for the lady.
What is it?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. Josh, she set me up. Okay. I think it. Okay. Dang it.
Dang it. Oh, got him.
Yeah. Heard by the girlfriend.
Fun. It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Still self-quarantining. We're thinking this is a... Big wedding, June weddings, right? That's the month for weddings, by and large, correct?
Yeah, it's a big month for sure. Mine was 27 years ago today. Thank you very much.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
And you know what? The weather was, like, identical today. It was probably, I think it's going to be a little bit cooler today, but it was 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky the day we got married. It was absolutely stunning.
That's great.
So it was
guests
great,
love it. How would it have turned out, though, if you had to do it by Zoom video like today's bride and grooms have to?
I know. Lots of them have opted to do that, right? Virtual
With
weddings, kind
mind,
of the trend of 2020.
The top signs that you're attending a bad virtual wedding. Number 5, you go straight to Amazon and cancel your gift.
Number 4, it takes the minister 3 hours to figure out unmute.
Number 3, some drunk guest keeps asking if he can Zoom the wedding night.
Jason, quit saying that.
Stop it.
Number two, you keep going back and forth between the ceremony and streaming a Korean baseball game.
And the number one sign that you're attending a bad virtual wedding? You're so bored you're using the chat feature to hit on the bride. Minute free ride. Oh. Friday morning, JJ, Joanne, Jason, the birthday boy, since we mentioned your... I'm trying to give him equal shift here on the show.
To my Joanne. Anniversary, right.
Yes, exactly. You mentioned anniversary, I'm going to mention Jason's birthday.
He's 40. It's a big one.
You might be drinking some 40s tonight.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC. Contestants, are you ready? Rep your city. It's time to play JJ and Joanne's Zip Code Feud on 104.3 WOMC.
Zip code 48088. Ready to play Zip Code Feud? Hello, Jeff.
Hello, JJ. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We've also got Robbie on the phone with us, representing Taylor in 48180. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, everybody.
Pick your contestant. You want Robbie?
I think I'm picking Robbie. Yeah.
All right. You got Robbie. Here's your first question, kids. Name a language that makes anything sound sexy.
Ooh, language, not accent. Like, get in the car. Boston, there's nothing sexy about that. No, I'm totally kidding. All right, Robbie, a sexy accent. I would go with French. How about you?
That's exactly the first one that came to mind.
Number one answer.
Woo-hoo! 3 points. Nice job, Robbie.
Question right. number two. Name the month of the year that has the most babies born.
What's 9 months after Valentine's Day?
October. March. October baby.
You're going with October?
Do you think that's a popular?
I think. Okay.
Not on the list.
Wait. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. November.
Yes, it is November is the number one answer.
That's 9 months after Valentine's Day. All right. No
question number three. What's the first thing you would do if you inherited $1 million?
I would tell my employees, I love you so much. I'm not quitting my job, you guys. I'll be here tomorrow.
Big vacation. Number four on the list. Sorry. Quitting job is number one. New car is number two.
All right. 3 points, Robbie. Uh-oh. All right. Here we go. Jeff and JJ, here are your questions. Name something you fill with air. That's easy.
Hmm. Fill with air. My colon last week when I had a procedure done.
I remember that.
I think balloons is probably the better answer that Jeff gave, which is worth 3 points. Congratulations, Jeff. Number one answer. All right, question All right. number two. Name something you might bring on a date. Boys.
Hmm. Depending on the circumstances, maybe another friend.
Yeah, I would say a friend.
Well, no, it's not on the list. We have lipstick, condoms, and money are our three things. Final question for you guys. Name something people put on salads.
The That's lid it. To my trash can.
Rabbit food.
What do you think, Jeff?
Dressing?
Yeah, number one answer. All right.
Yes.
JJ, you're not good at this Jeff. Game.
No, I'm
but
not.
Jeff carried you. Jeff, congratulations. Robbie, we tried. Maybe next time.
It's the only way to eat a salad, by the way.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3
WOMC. Lounge music, please. Well. Here we are, show number 65 in the can. So it's kind of a little bit of our anniversary, Joanne. It's our...
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's our... What would that be? Six-week 65th anniversary?
65th anniversary.
65th shows, yeah. 65th anniversary.
Yeah, it sounds
wow.
a long time we've been doing this.
Sure it does. Although, hold on a second. I don't like that way because that means I got to buy you something in gold or platinum for 65, probably.
I think so.
Let me look it up.
I don't
you
know
need
that
a star
there
after me or something like that.
There you go.
Okay, so as we say goodbye, it's Jason's 40th
birthday. I can name a planet after you if you'd like.
Don't tell me which planet it is because I already know what you're thinking. 65 shows. I have your number, Jim.
Blue Sapphire is the 65 anniversary.
Oh, I'll take one of those.
Okay. Anyway, 27 for you and Eric. Congratulations to you both. I hope you have a great dinner tonight wherever you go. And your first toe in the water.
Sculptures are the gift today that you got to get Eric.
Okay, so a butter sculpture, it is from Kroger. I'm having out to do that. Perfect. Thanks for the suggestion earlier, JJ.
You got it. Yes, I thought that was perfect. And Jason,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
40 for Jason. This is a big number.
Thank you.
Life altering. It's all downhill from here.
That's what I hear. I wore my Michigan Quarantine's Chug shirt today in honor. I will be doing many of the chugs this weekend.
I'm sure.
All you need to do is one tonight.
I will
do 40. You got to do a 40 tonight for your 40th birthday.
How about I fill up like a Das Boot and do something like that?
That'd be fine.
All right.
That'd be all right. Hey, we had a great show today, guys. And so,
we did.
Congratulations. Jason, thank you. Joanne, thank you. And by the way, you guys, if you weren't listening, you missed a great show today.
Go to WOC.com in about an hour and you can stream, you listen to the entire show again.
Fantastic. I like it.
Yeah, my cereal test we did this morning. It's a big TikTok challenge right now to like freeze cereal. Everyone says it's so much better after your cereal's been frozen and then you pour the milk in. Jury's out for me. I didn't think it was all that great or different. But
all right. Anyway, but that's online as well.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And what else do we? Oh, this great Zoom video of still photos of this creative group out in California who decided to one-up themselves every day. They all got together on Zoom, but they all dressed in costumes, and it just went from kind of nice to through the roof. These people are so creative. It's cool. That video is also up on our website right now, WOMC.com.
And before we leave, if I can mention something for next week. Father's Day is coming up next weekend, right?
Mm.
So all next week, right here on WOMC, every day, we're going to give you a chance to text to win your dad, or for you, a round of golf at Lakes of Taylor Golf Course. It's one of the most beautiful courses in the area.
Nice. And, I like that.
We're going to be giving away rounds of golf next week right here on WOMC.
Gee,
super
that
exciting.
Sounds like fun, but I'm going to spend Father's Day visiting my kids at Oakland County Jail, so I don't know what you guys are doing.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.